In the name of God, our Creator, Jesus, the light of the world, and the Holy Spirit, who moves within us and stirs our souls. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful story we have today in our gospel. The story of Mary and Joseph doing what all good Jewish folks were doing and what they would do after the birth of the child. The presentation and purification ritual according to the law of Moses. They are presenting Jesus to God in accordance with the Mosaic law that the firstborn male children were to be consecrated as holy to the Lord. How many firstborn male children are here today? Yeah, were you consecrated holy to the Lord? It's an interesting ritual. Perhaps you should have been. I don't know. But also, it was the purification of Mary 40 days after childbirth, another purification law in the Jewish culture. It was a happy occasion, much like the baptisms that we do in our own Christian tradition. When we have baptisms, especially of infants and children, there is much, much hope there. Remember Trish and Bill Martin's granddaughter, Georgia, being baptized right before Christmas? Wasn't she so cute? Oh, see, we get all mushy. Yes. We made vows to help and support her in her Christian faith throughout her life. Even if we never see her again, we made those vows. And many of you had never met her or her parents before that day. And still, you made that commitment because that is what being part of the body of Christ is all about. Think about your own baptism today. There was a community there that made the same or similar vows, depending on your denominational tradition that you were in. They had hopes for you, just like Mary and Joseph had for Jesus. Simeon and Anna were kind of like the fairy godmothers in Sleeping Beauty, rejoicing over who Jesus was, but also giving warning of what would come. We are all a mixture of blessings and curses, but through Jesus, we are redeemed. How many of you think that you fulfilled your community's expectations? Your parents' expectations? How many of us have fulfilled those? Big expectations, right? I know, still worry, it's a work in progress. Probably not, yeah? Yet here Jesus is as an infant with the weight of his parents' expectations, the community's expectations, and his people's expectations of him as the Redeemer of both Israel and the Gentile people. That's a lot of expectation. And I just thank God that Jesus was God, right? We couldn't have handled anything like that. With each child, there is a new hope in the world. When each one of you were born, a new hope was born. With each baptism, it is like Jesus being held up again at the temple and reminding us of his presence in this world. He came for both the Jewish people and the Gentiles. He came for us. Our Mission 2014 project throughout the Episcopal Church in Minnesota is focused on children. Every time we see a child, we are reminded of this story of the presentation. The hope for the future. We are also reminded of the suffering that life brings us when we see a child because we know how the infant Jesus' story will end. This is why being part of a community is vital. We make vows to support these children in their lives because it is how Jesus is made known to them. There is nothing more important than Jesus being manifest in the world through us. Out there. He is the light in the darkness, and so must we be too. And now, I know you've been waiting for this since last week, we are going to view a year in the life of St. Edwards to see where Jesus was manifest through us in 2013. It is time to hold up St. Edwards in the temple, dedicating to God our good works, all of our talents and our time and our treasure, and celebrate the good work that we did last year in the name of our Lord. So if I can have some lovely assistants help me with the projector screen, and choir, if you want to come and sit so you can see what's going on. Some of you may have been thinking we would be watching pre-game stuff on the big projector screen. Hopefully, this will fulfill what you truly need for your soul. Let's see here. Make sure we can see. All right, and I apologize if there's any technical glitches, because as you know, it's technology. We've all experienced it.
Thank you.